Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast, featuring Dr. George Cannon. This podcast is a ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church. Finding Clarity seeks to answer your questions about Christianity. Here's George as he looks at this week's question.
Welcome to the Finding Clarity podcast. This is George Cannon, and you are listening to episode 135. The Finding Clarity podcast is a podcast ministry of the Kermansville Christian Church where we seek to answer questions that you might have about Christianity and the Christian life. So each week we put together a podcast to answer a question that maybe you're wrestling with, maybe you're kind of questioning, or maybe you've had someone question you about, but you don't really know where to find the answer. It's not something that you would normally hear in Sunday school or in church or in a Bible study, but you're looking for an answer to a particular question. And so we try to deal with those particular questions here on the podcast as a ministry to our church family. So today we're going to deal with a question that is really something that you maybe have wrestled with at one time, or maybe you're wrestling with right now, and it has to do with the issue of sin and God's forgiveness. And that's especially true if you are habitually ensnared in a sin. And so here's the question that we're going to look at today. Will God continue to forgive you if you commit the same sin over and over again? Will God continue to forgive you if you commit the same sin over and over again? I'm sure that some of you have wrestled with this question, or maybe are wrestling with it now. So here's what we're going to do with the podcast. We're going to approach this question and really look at three things. We're going to look, first of all, at the nature of God's forgiveness. We're going to talk about God forgiving us if we sin over and over again. We really need to talk about the nature of God's forgiveness. Then we're going to see that forgiveness is not an excuse. And I'll explain to you what I mean by that when we get to that section. And then we're going to talk about the issue of continually stumbling. What do you mean by that, George? Well, continually sinning over and over again, and how that relates to the issue of God's forgiveness. So let's look at this together. So let's start off with the nature of God's forgiveness, the nature of God's forgiveness. And I've got four things that I want to share with you here, okay? Four things. First of all, when we talk about God's forgiveness of you and I, the Lord is faithful concerning the forgiveness of our sin. The Lord is faithful concerning the forgiveness of our sin. So when you think about the whole issue of being forgiven of your sin, a lot of times because of the sin, and especially if you're enslaved to a sin, you question whether or not God will forgive you. And what we see is that God is faithful, and his faithfulness is not based on us. Because we're sinners, his faithfulness is based on him. What I want you to do is listen to what has become a well-known scripture concerning forgiveness from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. John writes, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." So here John is saying God is faithful. He's faithful in his forgiveness. That's the first thing I want you to see about the nature of God's forgiveness. The second thing comes right out of this verse. The key to his forgiveness is our confession of our sin. The key to being forgiven is you and I confessing our sin. Now, when I say confessing our sin, I'm not just saying, "Lord, forgive me, I've sinned." I'm saying you're going to God and you're being specific about what you have done. You're acknowledging your sin before him because he already knows that. And to come to him in confession really means that there has to be something going on in your heart to be able to acknowledge it up front before him. And that's the key to his forgiveness. And what we also see from verse 9 here is this. Here's the third point. With the forgiveness, the Lord cleanses us from our sin. The Lord cleanses us from our sin. He doesn't just forgive you, but he removes that sin and its impact in your life, its stain, its dirtiness, the unrighteousness of it. He removes from us and makes us righteous because of Jesus, not because of what we have done. But there's one other point I want you to understand concerning the whole issue of the nature of God's forgiveness, and that's this. When the Lord forgives us, he removes the sin from us. He removes the sin from us. Listen to what Psalm 103:12, the psalmist writes. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So think about that. The east never meets the west. Now, if you live here in Kerwinsville, you know that our city planners planned the roads where East Street crosses West Street. I'm not sure why they did that, but in reality, the east never connects with the west, never crosses, never meets. And that's how far Jesus has removed our sin from us. It's never to come back. It's not to haunt us again. Now, the enemy wants you to be haunted by it, but when you are forgiven, your sin is removed. That is the nature of God's forgiveness. So that brings me to the next thing I want to point out here, that it's not an excuse. When you think about the grace of forgiveness and what it does in your life, that, my friends, is not an excuse for you and I. Well, here's my first point. The grace of forgiveness is not the basis to continue in sin.